Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hey Cheryl, just got a text. I didn't get a call. I got a text for a installation appointment tomorrow. Okay.
They called and gave you your time frame?
They gave the time frame, but they gave the wrong time frame. We're supposed to be in the afternoon tomorrow. I told you guys that last week, and then Home Depot called you today to tell you the same thing, and then it shows up for an 8 to 12, and nobody will be here in that time. Just like I said last week, and like Home Depot said this morning, we'll be here in the afternoon, so that needs to be fixed.
Okay. Unfortunately, we can't guarantee a time frame. I don't know why.
Yeah,
no one has...
I can do when I schedule something is I can give a time when I can be there. I can't be here in the morning.
Okay.
As I was told them last week, and Home Depot told you this week.
Can't be
morning,
there in,
now,
the, in the afternoon.
Now I get this now. So it needs to be fixed.
What needs to happen is you need to schedule on a day where time frame is not an issue because the tech is not in your area in the afternoons. The tech is in your area in the morning.
Okay, let's fix it and get it in the afternoon tomorrow.
No, it's not going to be in the afternoon
you
tomorrow,
that.
Sir.
You're the one that's scheduling it.
Again, you're not listening.
Whoever needs to get
the
on the line that I can work with.
It's not in your area
in
the afternoon.
Find that person for me.
There's not a person who can do that, sir. So you can.
Who do I need to talk to get it in the afternoon? If
you,
it's not
one, you can stop yelling because it's not going to happen.
No,
two,
I'm
the tech is not.
Because this is the fourth
this
day
call
I'm
is being disconnected.
You
thank you for calling XPO.